trust and obey. Look up and say, I believe God.
Amen.
I believe God. I believe God.
Forget it. I believe it.
Amen.
Do you believe he's the same yesterday, today, and forever?
Amen.
So, you got your joy shoes on tonight?
Amen.
I believe God.
I believe God.
Jesus Christ, for us to feed upon it tonight, to get a little bit closer to him and to be more like him. Amen?
Amen.
Come and dine. You want to sing Come and Dine?
Amen.
I come to dine tonight.
Amen. As the table spread, where the saints of God are been, he invites his chosen people, come and dine.
Jamie and I, we were just fellowshipping back there and talking about, there's just no place like the tabernacle. It just simply, it's such an honor to walk out that door and to stand here before you people. And just to be in this building and in this place and thank the Lord for all that He's done for us. The wonderful services. Did you enjoy our services this week?
Amen.
It's just so wonderful, the presence of the Lord and what He's doing for us. It just blesses our heart. It is His joy unspeakable. Full of glory.
Yes.
We do love to come down here and to be in the tabernacle and to be in this place. I thank the Lord that He's got a place provided for us that we can go, that you can come in. It's comfortable. I don't know how many people are in the back room and in the side rooms there, but I just hope you want to continue to come here on Wednesday nights. I just really do enjoy it. I know it's awful hard on you folks and you have to stand in line and getting in here and get your seats and sit down, but it's just wonderful just to be back in the tabernacle.
Amen.
But, so if you had a good time this first part of the week,
amen.
Have you been doing a lot of sweeping?
Amen.
Okay. That amen wasn't real quick. That means we still got some work to do. It's constant sweeping out.
Amen.
That, I believe that Father has us in a revival. It's like Brother Branham said, it's to get the trash out. And what we've been talking about, we see these messages that Brother Branham has been bringing to us, the Holy Spirit bringing that, letting us know we have to get everything out of the way. If He's coming for a perfect bride, we have to get ourselves ready.
Amen.
It's our job to get ourselves ready. He's already done everything. We've got to do it. Apply the faith and get forward in doing it.
Yes.
And it's when you're sweeping out and you're doing it, I was thinking today, it's kind of like the brothers, if you got a garage or your housewives, you know, you sweep out your house and you get it all clean and stuff. And sure enough, as soon as you get it all cleaned out, it's really nice. The kids come running in, they got dirty shoes on or something, and it's just dirty again. You got to keep sweeping. It's just not one time and it's done. It's one time you make a big sweep in your inches, like even the prophet told us in his word that once that's left, something's got to fill it up.
Yeah.
When you empty out, something's going to fill it up. And he says, those devils go around. He goes, hey, it's a clean house. I'm going to go back into that.
Right.
You got to have that Holy Spirit in there when it goes out.
Amen.
But it does take that constant sweeping all the time. And it's like you sisters are thinking, you know what? If you leave the house door open a little bit, it's going to get dirty real quick. Because the wind's going to blow in and dust is going to go in and you'll have to sweep it again. So if you got to keep the door closed, and it's like Satan, when you leave a little door open or a little crack, and if you're not sealed up, then Satan's going to come in, and it's just going to get dirty back again really quick.
Yeah.
So we got to keep it all swept out and make for sure, and look down in the corners too. And when you sweep, and sometimes if you don't get in the corners, there's always the dirt's always in the corners.
Mm-hmm.
Ever notice that?
Mm-hmm.
That's where Satan does too. He gets in the corners. He hides in the corners and the cracks and stuff. And he hates to be exposed.
Right.
I love to expose Satan.
Yes. Amen.
I do. I love it in my life. It's when he's exposed, when he is, that there's such a freedom of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
When he's exposed, you see him for what he is.
Amen.
You feel freedom. It's just like a little kid. When he gets in trouble, once he's exposed, then he's free. And that's us. Is once that Satan's exposed, then we're free.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what we are. We're free tonight.
Amen.
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 Amen. Amen. I'm so happy to be free. I'm so happy to be here with you.
Amen.
It's a, what is it? It's a double barrel and a heavy load. No one could say things like the prophet said. Amen. And to the bride of Jesus Christ, that means something to us.
Amen.
Paint, tote, fetches, it's all words to us.
Amen.
God chose that man. He chose his character. He chose his personality. He chose his word. It speaks to us.
Amen.
That's what drawed our attention, was that glorious word and his personality of what he did. So remember is to keep everything swept, keep it out, what the Lord's doing. Don't leave no stone unturned. And it's just, we don't sweep on Wednesdays and Sundays. You got to sweep every day.
Amen.
Every
Amen.
Day. It's constantly all the time. You sweep in songs. You sweep in medication. Meditating upon the Lord. And reading your Bible. And praying and standing before the Lord. And It's like the prophet told us, you can sing too much, you can talk too much, but you can never
pray
too much. Amen. Exactly. Amen. Prayer changes things. The prophet told us when the weakest of sinners,
amen.
This is right here, Satan trembles.
Amen.
And if you're a son or daughter of God, what does he do? He runs. He runs. Because we do not have no power, but we have
authority.
You've been listening to the word. Amen. Well, that's what it takes, is to stay into that word constantly, all the time. Well, we want to, real quick, is to get that it is to get on with the service so we can get with the tape. I do want to make an announcement that we do have a website that's up. BranhamTabernacle.org.
Amen.
And so if you get to it, that you want to know what the tape is, as soon as I know and he tells me, then I'll post it and put it on there, and that we have it, so it'll tell if the times have changed or anything, and it will be, if the Lord tarries in the future, if it would be for rain or weather or anything else like that, before it'd be calling down here to the tabernacle and you'd have to call and get, we'd have to come down the answering machine. So that way you can just go to the website and it'll tell you that if there is a delay or if we're not going to have service or something's going to happen like that, that we would warn you and let you know. So that you just do that and it's easier than calling up. So it's BranhamTabernacle.org. So praise and blessing for you. So we want you to, we have a one baby dedication tonight we want to do real quick. Brother Randall Jones, is he here? Yeah, there he is back there. So we want to sing our song. Bring them in.
Bring them in. Bring them in. Bring them in from the fields of sin. Bring.
Jones is in this church. Well, congratulations to all of you. Congratulations to you. Let's bow our heads. Gracious Heavenly Father, what a privilege and honor it is to hold this little love gift that you've given to this family, Lord. Father, as they come in according to your word to give her back to you, Lord, in dedication, Lord, for her life. Lord, we thank you for her, Lord. We just pray that you'll be with her, Lord. May you keep your hand up over her, Lord. Keep her always in the center of your will. And Father, may she be an example to other children, Lord, that in her life, that they see that word living in and through her. Bless this family and be with them, Lord. And may they raise this child up in admonition of your word, Lord Jesus. We take her and we give her back to you in dedication. We ask it in the lovely name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen.
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 Yay! I'll take some of that hair. Well, we want to go right on to the Lord in prayer, so we're going to have you just stand up now. We have one prayer request to come in. It's, I think it's Marvin Eckelhart in the hospital. We want to be sure to remember that request. But we all have requests. We all have needs. We'll just bow our heads, we meditate, we think upon him. feel His presence. To thank Him once again just for the opportunity that we have to be here in this church and to worship Him and to hear His word. Get our souls fed with the words of eternal life. How grateful we are. We just don't have words to express it. We just don't know how to tell Him. But it's bubbling over in the inside of us. We thank Him for all that He's done. And looking forward to all He's going to do. But we do have needs, Lord. And you know what our needs are. Each one of us. Lord, as they raise their hands to You, You know what they are. Just hold them in Your heart. Say, Lord Jesus, You know what I have need of. Be with me and help me, Lord. Let's just sing that little song to Him that will reach out and touch Him as it goes by. Isn't that wonderful? Can you feel Him right here with you? Moving in and out and in and out. He says He goes up and down the aisles, back and forth. As the prophet said, as He goes by, just reach out and grab Him. Just grab Him. Lord, I'm holding on to You, Lord Jesus. And You'll meet my need. Reach out and touch the Lord as He goes by. You'll find He's not too busy to hear your heart's cry. He is passing by this moment, your needs to serve. How we adore You, Lord Jesus. How we thank You for the opportunity to reach out and grab You, Lord, as You go by, knowing that You know the very secrets of our hearts, Lord. You know what we have need of, Lord Jesus. Father, may You grant each and every request, Lord Jesus. You're more than able, Lord. Just give us the faith to accept what You've already done, Lord. It's not nothing You have to do. You've done it for us, Lord. And we thank You for it, Lord. And we just worship You, Lord, in spirit and in truth, Lord. Lord, we want to invite You to be with us tonight, Lord. We know that You're here. We feel Your presence. And we brought You with us, Lord Jesus. Just anoint us to hear Your word tonight, Lord Jesus. Bless and be with the ones that couldn't be here, that are home, they're sick. Lord, bless and be with them in a special way. We know that there's many, Lord, that are very much in need of You, Lord, and a touch from You. And Father, this congregation, as we join our faith together, for all those that are sick and afflicted, may You reach out and touch them, Lord Jesus. Grant it, Lord. Now bless and be with us tonight, Lord, and we commit ourselves in this service to You for Your honor and Your glory. We ask it in Your precious name. Amen.
Reach out and touch the Lord as He goes by. You will find He's not too busy to hear your heart's cry. He is passing by this moment, your needs to serve. Reach out and touch the Lord.
thinking about when you sing that song like that little black preacher, they're just in that room up there. Well, praise the Lord.
Amen.
I'm ready to hear the word.
Amen.
Are you ready?
Amen.
Are you prepared?
Amen.
Have you come prayed up?
Amen.
Praise the Lord. Let's stand up. Praise the name of the Lord. Let's just bow our heads once again. I like to bow our heads and meditate again before we bring the prophet to the platform. I think it's only appropriate. Because now we have created the right atmosphere for Father to come and to speak to us. Have you come with a thirst in your soul? Well, we're getting ready to drink from an artesian well that's pure. No wiggle tails, no debris, just pure word.
Amen.
You can lay everything down. You don't have to lift up and be on guard. Amen. It's the only thing that you can do in your life, what you're getting ready to do, that you can totally relax and just say, amen.
Amen.
It's the only thing that the bride can do is just say, amen. Lord, we believe every word.
Amen.
Every word. It feeds our soul.
Yes.
Thank you, Lord Jesus. So let us sing our national anthem as we invite the prophet to come to the pulpit tonight to bring us the word. It's my honor and my privilege to introduce and have God's prophet to come speak to us tonight afresh.
Amen.
From heaven.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. I give to you, Brother Branham.